Sunday Extra here on RN, Jonathan Green with you, our final hour. Yesterday, two big state elections, South Australia and Tasmania. A thumping win in Tasmania for the Liberals. For Will Hodgman will be Premier in that state, ending 16 years of Labor rule in South Australia. Well, the outcome's still very much up in the air, surprisingly so. Antony Green is ABC's elections analyst, and he joins you now from Hobart. Antony, good morning.
Good morning.
That sort of turns the expectations on their head a bit, doesn't it, Antony? We were expecting perhaps a bit more closeness in Tasmania, but the fact that we might have a hung parliament in South Australia is quite a surprise.
Yes, and for the critics of Hare Clark electoral system in Tasmania, this is the third time in South Australia under single-member electorates they've got a hung parliament in the same period that Tasmania's had three. So it's not the electoral system that necessarily produces hung parliaments. Sometimes it's just the results.
Let's look at South Australia in a moment, but first perhaps tidy up in Tasmania, because that win there is quite extraordinary, the Labor Party managing to get less than a quarter of the vote in that state.
They got 27%, which is lower than their result in 90. It was lower than their 92 result, which was 28%. So it's the worst result they've ever had, and it's lower than the Liberal result in 2002, which is a similar landslide. What the results clearly shows evidence of, again, is that Tasmanian voters will switch backwards and forwards between Labor and Liberal in quite dramatic numbers in an attempt to achieve majority government. The median Tasmanian voter is somewhere between the Labor and the Liberal Party and far away from the Greens. And the Tasmanian voters do tend to shift. We've seen bigger shifts between the major parties in Tasmania in the last three decades than any other state. And the only way you can explain that is voters moving from one side or the other in attempt to deny the Greens a balance of power. That's essentially what the system is. The Greens aren't in the middle of the political system in Tasmania. They're at one end. And it's only at times when the Labor Party and Liberal Party vote is relatively even, the Greens get the balance of power. And this is the third occasion in Tasmanian history where the Greens have got the balance of power. And the consequence has been a landslide victory for the opposition at the next election.
And Greens very much in the outer on this vote, two seats potentially.
Two, maybe three, but they've still got their solid core of, I think, it's about 13 to 14% of the vote. That's their base vote, and that will continue to be their base vote.
Now, how are things poised in South Australia, Antony? It's clearly too close to core.
Well, they have done no counting of pre-polls. Most of the states now do some pre-poll voting accounting, but not in South Australia. At this stage, it looks like Labor has won 23, the Liberals have won 22, and there are two independents, and those two independents will determine the balance of power.
What do we know about those independents?
One of them, Bob Such, has been the member for Fisher since 1989. He won it for the Liberal Party in 1989. He was a supporter of Dean Brown. He left the party in 2000 amidst all the various faction fighting in the Liberal Party. He's been an independent since. I think he originally was going to back the retention of the Liberal government in 2002, but eventually provided support for the Rand government later in that term. So the Liberals will have to woo him on side. The other one, Jeff Brock, who's the member for Frome, which is in the north of the state, he's former mayor of Port Pirie, is viewed as having some Labor leanings, certainly not hostile to Labor. So if he backs the Labor Party, then Labor could form office with perhaps him as Speaker or somebody else as Speaker, but it would certainly be a minority government. But it will depend on further counting. There were some errors in the reported count on the night. Today they'll be double-checking all those numbers and see if there are any errors that might have affected the current position. We'll find out later in the week. With close results, you just have to wait for the final result. It's not the Electoral Commission's job in this situation to get the result quickly. It's to get the job correct, the right result, the correct result. So in a close contest like this, there'll be a lot of scrutineering and the count will now progress slowly.
Antony, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Antony Green, he's ABC's election analyst. So there you are, thumping win to the Liberals in Tasmania. Things still in the balance in South Australia, very much against the expectation of all the recent punditry.